stepping out to Angelou Chase for my coffee beans. Checking out the movies and the magazines. A waitress, she watches me crossing from the Barracuda. I get a pickup for my steel guitar. I saw ya walking out now, Shaftesbury Avenue. Excuse me talking, I wanna marry you. This is 7 Heaven Street. Don't you seem so proud? Just another angel in the crowd. And I'm walking in the Wild West End. Walking in the Wild West End. Walking with your wild best friend. Now my conductress on the number 19, she was a honey.
She was a honey.
Pink toenails and hands all dirty with the money. Greasy, greasy, greasy hair. Easy smile. She made me feel 19. It's a man's world. All the money go down. Ducked inside the doorway. Ducked to eat. There just ain't no way you and me. I saw the DJ, he said, "Here's Mandy for you." Feel alright, seeing her do that stuff. She's dancing high and I'm moving by. The close-ups can get rough.
Welcome back with Living in Our Community with Susan. First of all, I would like to speak with Val from the Biddle Community Support Centre. Good afternoon, Val.
Good afternoon,
Sue. So can you tell me about who you are in the community?
Well, personally, I'm a resident of Mount Druitt and I'm living in Biddle, and I am here as the coordinator of the Biddle Community Support Project.
Right, so how did this all come about? You living in the community and the Biddle Community Support Centre, how did it all start?
Right. Personally, we chose to live in Biddle, and that was a choice we made not everybody has the opportunity of making that choice. Some people feel trapped in Bidwell, actually. But we had the opportunity to make a choice, and we chose to live in Bidwell. It's fairly different if you choose to live in a place than if you're dumped there.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people really feel very hurt by the fact that they don't have a lot of choice in that.
Yeah.
That wasn't my position. We chose, and it's been a good choice, although there are a few hiccups in it insofar that we share with the problems of the people of Bidwell.
Oh, yeah, I can relate to that. So, why? Why does this all...
Well, now, I became the coordinator of Bidwell Community Support just about a year ago now.
Uh-huh.
We've actually just had our second annual general meeting, so it's a fairly new group in Bidwell.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, about 4 or 5 years ago, the Uniting Church in Bidwell was expressing some concern that the church really wasn't involved with the people of Bidwell, and they were able to get a research project done by someone who was able to look at the issues of people of Bidwell and try to determine what was the best way of doing something. It appeared that they felt that because a lot of people in Bidwell are really very poor, there seems to generate from this a number of problems, and they wondered what was the best way for the church to have a communication with the people of Bidwell.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
They just had a few meetings and tried to consult with the people.
Uh-huh.
And from this, they developed the project of which I am now the coordinator.
Oh, that's fantastic, Val. So where can we find you if, you know, there's anybody out there listening that might be interested? If there's a telephone number or an address, would you like to let our listeners know?
Yes, I'd love to see you sometime. We're up there in Bidwell. If ever you go to Payless to shop, which is the only shop that you have, the only supermarket in Bidwell,
mm-hmm.
then you're just right almost at our doorstep. We're just along there from the Payless shop in the community centre, which is adjacent to the Uniting Church in Bidwell Square. And we'd love to see you.
Oh, yes, I'm sure everybody would be most welcome in the Bidwell Community Support Centre.
Right. I thought perhaps I should tell you some of the things that we do from the centre, Sue.
Yes, I'd be interested.
We have three other girls and myself who work part-time, and in the centre we at the moment are running three groups. On Tuesday morning we run a group which is called Bidwell Playtime. It's a little bit like a play group, but it's also a little bit different. And mums with little children are very, very welcome to come and share together in just a time of play for the children and just some social activity for the mum. So mums out there, if you've got some littlies and you want to come and join us, come with and join our mums on Tuesday morning. Actually, Susan, you've been there.
Yes, I did attend. I think it was last week for the very first time because I'd never known you guys existed before now.
Yeah.
And I was quite comfortable there with the ladies and their young children, who one of them had a little boy around about the same age as my son, DJ, and he fitted in really, really well.
Yeah, it's good fun to be able to just relax. And I guess one of the important things about these sorts of groups is that you recognise that you're not alone in your struggles as a parent, and the frustration of having a toddler at home is very great at times.
Oh, yes.
They are so active and
sure
so
are.
Able and so fast,
mm-hmm.
and not always to have the same level of understanding that goes with their skill of being able to get around, which makes it sometimes a great worry.
Oh yeah, they can be very demanding, especially around at the 18-month mark.
Oh yes, don't we know?
Oh yes.
Well, another group that we run is a craft group, and some of the ladies who come to that are discovering that they have skills that they didn't ever know that they had, and they are becoming skillful in and very creative. This meets on a Wednesday, and they do all manner of things. far more creative than I can actually be, and I get quite amazed at the things that are produced by the women that come to our craft group. We've sometimes had a man, and we don't exclude men if they want to come. They're very welcome too, but we tend to find more women come than men. We have had single fathers at our Bidwell playtime.
Oh, yeah,
and single dads are as welcome as single mums, or mums whose husbands are away working or whatever.
That's right.
So whatever the situation is, the main thing is that you've got to come to our playtime is that you've got a little child.
Yeah, well, they can have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and
sure
sit down and watch the kids play, and they can have a yarn with the women or, you know, do some activities there.
Sure.
That'd be lovely. Okay.
Now, was one other group. Do you want to hear about the other one, Susan?
Yes, I would. I think our listeners would be interested too.
Right. Well, we run a slimmers group. It's called a Weight Watch group. It's linked with Waratah Slimmers. Some of our listeners may know this group.
Mm-hmm.
And we have sometimes 20 ladies who come each week and keep an eye on their weight.
Hey, that's fantastic.
And some of them are doing incredibly well, and some of them, like me, are still a little overweight.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Val.
I must be honest.
Oh.
But they are doing very well, and we're thinking of doing all sorts of things in the days ahead. The ladies of this group run their own group, incidentally. They manage it. The cost is $2 a week to come to
cheap.
Our slimmers group.
Nice and cheap.
They're going to do stuff like local cooking and all sorts of interesting things along that line, but they're finding it interesting to learn to manage a group. And the funding of it, and the checking of the weights. They have a weekly weigh-in, of course.
Uh-huh.
That's hard for some of us because it's all in grams and all of that
sort
of stuff.
Yeah, a bit confusing.
We get confused, and it really allows me to stay fat, doesn't it? but some of them don't rationalise like I do on that one. And they are, some of the girls have got a, you know, return to having a very nice figure.
Oh, yeah.
And they are really quite excited about the look of themselves.
Yeah, it gives them self-esteem, hey?
Oh, yeah. And some of them are finding that this highlights some of the difficulties that they're facing at home, and there are people there to talk to them. The women themselves talk. Now, I didn't say that the three girls who work with me are family support workers.
Oh, right.
And they are available to talk to girls and support them in the issues that they're facing from day to day. These girls basically are not like a trained counsellor, like someone from the polyclinic. They're like someone with a bit more knowledge at the level of, a next door neighbour, someone down the street who can direct them towards help.
And
our family support workers do home visits.
Oh,
nice. They go and visit folk in their homes. They have had some training on how to do this, but they're not the highly specialised people such as you would have if you went to the polyclinic to see a counsellor. It's a different type of service, and we offer support to families who are just feeling that they're not quite in control of what's going on.
They're not coping very well.
Most of us have a bit of a patch every now and again where life gets a bit out of control, and that we sort of come in at that point. It's not anything like some of the more difficult, more complex issues that need professional help. We don't offer that. We offer it at this kind of level because we see ourselves, part of our function is to help the people of Bidwell to just gain more control of their lives.
Yeah, well, that's
and put
important.
It into their hands, and so that they can make changes when they want to, and they can direct it in the way that they feel they should.
Yeah.
It's not all external to them.
That's right. It's very important to have some understanding of these things, because there are probably people out there that we don't even know of that are in perhaps similar situations of you've been talking about, and they didn't know you existed, just like I didn't, and now they do.
Yeah.
And perhaps now, you know, they'll know who to go to for help.
Right. Well, we'd be glad to see that. We're there from 9 till 2, Monday to Friday, and on those 3 days we run groups. We are considering offering a few more groups, but they're I'm telling you what we're having at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
What we might have is something that you'll learn when you come there.
yes, definitely. Okay, well, I think we'll go to a song now. Thanks very much.
Oh, could I just say something about the song? The song that I've chosen for us to listen to is Children of the Western World. Steve Grace is singing it, and it's a song that talks about some of our attitudes of how we've begun to, in the Western world, we've begun to own things that we didn't own and take possession in a way that was wrong, and so other people have been hurt by it. The people of Bidwell have been hurt this way a bit people who have, in a sense, exploited their vulnerability.
That's right.
They've taken over and have not allowed them the freedom of making their own choices and doing what they feel is right for them.
That's right.
So I thought that if we could listen, it's a good song, and Steve Grace is a good singer, and I thought it would help us to look again at some of the issues that he raises, because we're aiming to help Bidwell and the people of Bidwell to enjoy being people of Bidwell and to help Bidwell to be a better place.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I couldn't have put it better myself. Thanks, Val. Mm-hmm. We'll have that song now. Well, good afternoon again. I apologise to our listeners about that song. We had a bit of a problem there, but we promise you that song will be our last. And as I go on here this afternoon, I'm going to cross over to Jenny over there from the Polyclinic, and she's going to have a talk to us about who she is. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, Sue. Yes, I've come here today to talk about services provided by the Polyclinic, which I think most people in Bidwell will know of. It's, just briefly, a community health centre that provides a variety of paramedical services such as occupational therapy, physiotherapy, dental services, and also counselling services, drug and alcohol, children and families, adults, and also a psychiatric service, the mental health team.
Uh-huh.
Today, I'd like to tell you about some of the parenting programs that we're running. We've, in recent years, had trouble keeping up the demand for our service, really, particularly with parents of children of primary school age. Uh-huh. Attached to the broader sort of community health service based at Mount Druitt Hospital, there is the adolescent team, which is called the WAP team. But so, at the Polyclinic, we only deal with children up to the age of 12.
Uh-huh.
And because at times we've had waiting lists up to 6 months, which is really a bit unreasonable, unworkable to have people with problems crying out for help and having to wait for so long.
Yeah,
we've brought in two sort of innovative schemes to try and meet the needs of parents. And one's called a PAC, it's a Parenting Advice Clinic, a PAC clinic that's based at Bidwell in the community nurse's office at Bidwell School.
Uh-huh.
You just go in through the car park of Bidwell School and you'll be directed to the medical centre, which what it's called, but it's where the community health nurses are based. It's held once a week for 3 hours, I beg your pardon, 2 hours, from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. And bookings can be made through the Polyclinic itself, and I'll give that phone number, that's 625 6000. And anyone who just wants a short 30-minute appointment with a counsellor to discuss some ideas of managing some problem behaviour they're having with their children, temper tantrums, refusing to eat, refusing to go to bed, all the sorts of things that parents come up against all the time. And if you've been struggling to overcome it for a while and you feel you just need a few helpful hints on what you can do, this is the place to come. We originally said we'd like people to make appointments, but we realised that's difficult, and now people are just dropping in, and that's fine.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, so just drop in any time at the Bidwell Primary School.
Uh-huh.
The other one is a parenting group, which is a 5-week program held once a week on Fridays from 10 o'clock till midday at the Polyclinic itself.
Uh-huh.
And that's a program where parents can swap ideas amongst themselves about how to manage their children's children's behaviour. But we also talk about general principles like where we got our ideas from being a parent. Very often, none of us have had any training in it. It's probably the hardest job on earth, but no one gets trained to do it. And a lot of our ideas come from our own experience in our own families, which may or may not have been constructive. So we look at that.
Spot on.
Yes. We also look at the different styles of parenting, because I think over the years, like when I grew up, parents were trying to be more authoritarian than I think we are now.
Yeah,
there was more emphasis on, you know, children being seen and not heard and doing as they're told.
Yes, I remember the days.
Right. Whereas now people are trying to have a closer relationship with their children, wanting to understand them, help them to express their own ideas and feelings, and have more of a two-way relationship with them.
Special bond.
Yes. But parents are a bit confused about how to go about this.
Yeah.
And I think the pendulum at times swings too far that way.
That's right.
And parents are not sure how to set limits, because children being immature still need to feel secure, and they do that by having firm limits on what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. So we spend a lot of time talking about discipline and communication and how to raise children's self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very successful groups. They go for 5 consecutive weeks, and to get the most out of it, it's best to come to all of them.
Uh-huh.
And both parents are welcome. We've had a few fathers come along, and that's really great.
Oh, good.
So to enrol in that group, you ring the Polyclinic on 625 6000 and put your name down. They run during the school term for 5 weeks, so we have 2 a term.
Oh, that's very good.
And the next one starting in 2 weeks' time, and I forget the date, but I'll think of that. I'll work that out as the program goes along.
I'm sure if our listeners give you a call, you'll be able to fill them in on the date.
Yes, yes. So I'm cramming a lot of information through for people, but I'd like to now tell you about the women's support group that I run with another social worker called Lynn Coles. That's for women who have been or are still in abusive relationships with their partners.
Yeah.
And abuse covers a wide spectrum of things and can not just be physical abuse, mm-hmm. but emotional abuse, psychological abuse, sexual abuse, and financial abuse, where the man holds the purse strings completely. And we've had women who've had very, very little money of their own and feel really trapped home with small children.
Yeah.
So it's to look at all these aspects of abuse, and we treat domestic violence as a crime. We consider it that it's not acceptable behaviour under any circumstances whatsoever, because I think a lot of women blame themselves and think that there must be something that they've done to make their partner abusive.
Yeah, sometimes that can happen, yes.
Which is definitely not the case. I mean, no one has the right to hit anybody else or put them down or violate them in any way. And so a lot of the time is spent on raising women's self-esteem and getting them to cope with the stress in their life, because if they decide to leave their partner, the stress doesn't often stop there.
No,
it's much more
alone.
Difficult. That's right.
That's right.
Being a single parent's not an easy job. No. It's bad enough with two, but with being on your own, it is more stressful.
Yes, it is.
And so they have to cope with different stresses, but still very much on their own. And often, so when they've been in an abusive relationship for a long period of time, they become very isolated because they feel ashamed. They don't want to go out and explain to people all the time why they might have bruises or black eyes.
Yeah, and it's not very nice to feel that way, is it? I mean, being locked in your house because you fear of going out, because people are going to question what's the matter with you, why is your face all bruised up, you know, what do you say?
That's right. I mean, we've all heard women make up excuses like they've sort of run into a door or tripped up the stairs or something like that.
Right.
But also, a characteristic of these sort of abusive relationships, whether there's physical violence or not, is that the man is very controlling, and a lot of the women have had to sort of account for every minute of the day. Their husband might ring them from work every half hour, an hour or whatever. What are you doing now?
And
why did you take so long to answer the phone?
Yeah, and sometimes if they're not home, where were you, you know?
That's right.
Why weren't you home? Why weren't you doing the housework, you know? I mean, there's a lot of that going on, isn't there?
Yes. So to keep the peace, virtually, they sort of stay near the phone rather than to go through that sort of cross-examination all the time. So there's a lot of changes that we talk about in this group and prepare women to look at the cycle of events that's happening in their lives, mm-hmm. the abusive pattern in their relationships, and what they can do about it.
Yeah, well, that's very important.
Some of the women, I think, in fact, the majority of women that come have left the relationship, but not all.
Yeah.
And there's no onus on them to make any particular decision. We're here to help them talk through their own situation and work out what they particularly want to do.
That's right.
But what's really good for me to see is how well they support each other.
Yeah.
They become friends often. And sometimes if there are if the woman has split up from her husband and her husband has access rights to the children, that may be a very stressful time for her when he comes and inevitably gets into an argument. Well, often other women in the group go and support her at that time, just sort of happen to drop in for a cup of tea at that time
and
to give her that little bit of moral support to manage that situation.
Yeah, they need
so it's really good to see how they can really help each other through this very difficult time.
Yeah.
So that group, Sue, I really urge anyone who is at home today wondering what to do with themselves being in this sort of situation. They might have thought for a long time that they could change him.
They can't.
Very often they can't. No, it's the man's responsibility. He has to change himself.
Yes.
He has to recognise that his behaviour is unacceptable
abnormal.
And want to do something about it.
That's right.
Before the violence can stop.
Uh-huh.
But if any woman is in that position and would like to come to the group, they're very welcome. It's on Thursdays from 9:30 to 11:30
uh-huh.
at the polyclinic, and there's childcare available.
Uh-huh.
Which reminds me, I don't think I mentioned that there's childcare for the parenting group too on Fridays.
Okay, so
now, I'm sure everyone's quite sick of my voice, but I'd like to go on now again to tell you about COGS.
Right.
That's a community-run organisation run by a management committee of local people who volunteer to support people at home who've recently lost someone they love through death. And there are some professional people on the committee to help in that process. But it's really a very valuable service.
It's been going
for about 2 years now. And it's for people who don't need professional bereavement counselling, but who need someone to come and just be with them and sit through them while they talk about the person that's died, look through photo albums, remember the past, and slowly come to terms with the fact that that person has died and is no longer here with them.
Yes.
Not that when somebody you love dies, it goes completely from your mind. I mean, there's part of that they still stay in your heart or in your mind in some way.
Oh, yes.
But it helps them let go so that they can get on with their own life.
Mm-hmm.
And this can take anything from 6 to 12 months. And I think as a society, we don't talk about death very easily. It's almost sort of a taboo subject.
Yeah.
And family and friends may be supportive for a couple of weeks, but then they tend to say, oh, come on, you've got to get on with your life now and forget about that and concentrate on the children and be positive, etc.
Yeah.
Which isn't very helpful when somebody is still very sad and very, shocked often by a sudden death of a relative.
Yeah, that's right.
So that the volunteers play a very useful role in being someone who's been trained to listen in communication skills, but also understanding the grief process.
Yeah.
So they will listen while the person goes through at their own pace, this process of slowly letting go of that person and accepting their death.
Yeah.
So what we need, above all else, are volunteers. We've got a wonderful band of volunteers. Each one has one client, we call them, one bereaved person to visit, and it would take about 2 hours a week of their time. There's some flexibility built into that. At the beginning they might spend a bit more, and later on it might peter out to be more phone contact than actual visiting. So it's not a terribly onerous commitment in terms of time, but I think it's very rewarding and very stimulating for the volunteers to feel that they can help somebody else.
Yeah, do someone a good turn, so to speak.
Yes, most of them have had a loss of their own in recent years, so they've not necessarily been through it in the same way, but they've had an experience of bereavement, which is helpful. And we're having an information night for anyone who would be interested in becoming a volunteer next Thursday. That's the 28th of May. And it's going to be held at Emerton Community Health Centre, which is in Jersey Road, just opposite the swimming pool. So if anyone out there would like to become a volunteer, please come to that information night when we'll talk more about COGS, tell you more about what is involved and the training. There is a training program which usually is held over 3 Saturdays when we talk about the skills they will need to be a volunteer.
Okay.
And of course, if anyone knows of somebody who has recently lost a husband or a wife or a child or a mother or a father and feels that they would like someone to sit with them and talk with them, they can ring the Emerton Health Centre on 628 665, or the polyclinic 625 6000, and ask for help, and they will be introduced to a volunteer who they can then arrange to meet regularly.
Oh, Jenny, that's lovely. Thank you very much for coming with me this afternoon. I think we'll go to our song now. Thank you.
The miles along the way, reason fails and slips away. The ship that sailed turns with the dawn and finds the strength to carry on. Here come the daylight. Think it's gonna be alright. Here come the daylight.
dark of night, I lie awake and pray that sleep will liberate. But I can't let go, the grip's too tight. Till the journey's over, the end of the night.
What's unique about Yawarra?
Well, I feel that we have a large number of Aboriginal children in our community, and a lot of them children come to our centre, and most live in the Bidwell area, but for some, they are brought in from other suburbs, and we also have other children from other nationalities.
Oh, well, that's really nice, hey. So, I'd like to introduce you now to Wendy, who's also at Yawarra. Wendy, is there anything you'd like to add to what Mandy said?
Well, Sue, just that I know today that there's a very dedicated and enthusiastic team up there at Yawarra listening in to us. There's a lot of parents and children who also want to hear that their centre's on air. I'd like to say that how important childcare and preschool is for parents and young children. It's probably the ladder of education, that rung where children get a firm foundation, which actually makes them more easily able to fit into the early childhood setting. We provide a program, as in early childhood centres all over the state, which is governed by the government. Mm-hmm. It's timetabled and worked out so that children gain social, emotional and all the learning skills that are needed to give them that good start in school life.
Oh yeah, that's very, very important for children at young ages.
Right. I think probably the only thing I'd like to say to add on to what Amanda has said is that probably a highlight that we have coming up in July, which is again something we're projecting into the community, is that Aboriginal Week's coming up, and we have been invited to attend Bidwell High School with our youngsters, only 2 to 4 year old, who will be dancing, singing and doing Aboriginal theme, which is part also of one of our teaching programs in the centre.
Oh, it's lovely.
Also, the parents are welcome on the following week, which is the, I've just got the date here to remind parents. On the 30th, the parents are invited into our centre to see their children and actually to visit our centre and see actually what is going on in a childcare centre.
Yeah.
And I think it's nice that we can have the parents come in and feel welcome,
see
their children perform and see that this is really what my child can do. And it's really very, very pleasurable and rewarding to see just how well these children can perform.
Oh, yeah.
I think probably that's about, you know, all we probably can add for, but we're really, really proud to be part of Bidwell and we're really happy to be here today.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty proud of being part of Bidwell, and my children were part of Yawarra, but they've gone to preschool now, and I think Yawarra's done a wonderful job. I can congratulate the lot of you. The staff there are wonderful, and if you get to get your kids there, definitely it's the right thing to do because they're tops.
Well, thank you, Sue, for that. That's
thank you,
nice.
Wendy, and I think we'll go to a song now.
For kids, find a minute to spare. For kids, such a lot you can share with kids. It's important to care for kids. Care for kids, try to always be there for kids. Won't you let down your hair for kids? It's important to care for kids. Oh, kids, with the stars in their eyes, there's so much to be learning. Kids, you can help them to rise and keep the new world turning. Though they're small, we can share with kids. It's important to care for kids. Care for kids, try to always be there for kids. Won't you let down your hair for kids? It's important to care for kids. With the stars in their eyes, there's so much to be learning. Kids, you can help them to rise and keep the new world turning. Though they're small, we need them all. Care for kids, find a for kids, such a lot you can share with kids. It's important to care for kids. All together now, care for kids. Try to always be there for kids. Won't you let down your hair for kids? It's important to care for kids.
afternoon. You're with Susan. My program's Living in the Community, if you've just tuned in. I'd like to draw attention to Trish from Wash House. Good afternoon, Trish.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for asking us along. I'd just like to tell you a little bit about the Wash House. What it is an organisation run by women, for women. It works from a feminist perspective, and of course people say, OK, what does that actually mean? It actually means that we look at individual women as a whole. In other words, we don't look at them as this woman is a DV problem, a domestic violence problem or a sexual assault problem. Uh-huh. She's actually a woman made up of a lot of parts, physical, emotional and mental and spiritual parts, and they all impact on each other. So when we work with women, we like to keep the whole woman in perspective.
Oh, that's important.
One of the things that we really aim to do is to lobby and to provide community education, to talk about women's issues and make it a high profile in the community. And we do this so that we can raise the status of women. Women have been discriminated against. I mean, we all realise that.
Yes.
But we have to continually keep saying that, because whilst things have changed slightly in different areas, they haven't changed enough. So we have to still keep saying that women are being discriminated against, and the Wash House is very concerned about making sure that the status of women is always brought to the forefront in the community.
Oh, it's very important.
I guess the other thing that's most important to us is to actually let people know about the incredible strength that women have.
Yeah.
It's an area of an area that's actually not very well acknowledged. I think that we hear a lot about the problems that women have, but we don't recognise the other side of that. These women have actually survived those problems. And that just shows, the incredible strength and ability that they have. And I'm proud of women.
I'm proud to be a woman.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just love working with women. I think it's one of the most rewarding areas that you can work in, and I'm just fortunate, I think I'm fortunate, to actually be working in an area that I actually love the people I work with.
Yeah, it helps.
And every day it's just a new thing. I'm just so amazed at, you know, I keep going back to the strengths and the abilities of women, but it's the thing that stands out most for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wash House first, I'll give you a little bit of background. Wash House was first established in 1982 by ex-residents of Essie's Women's Refuge. Ex-residents and ex-workers, or people who were still working there at the time. It was a small band of dedicated women who realised that once people left the sheltered environment of a refuge, they actually still needed some support services in place. And so they set up the Wash House for that reason. And over the 10 years, it's evolved from being a one-worker organisation, one worker, one cottage, to two cottages, to three workers last year. We've now actually received funding, so we've got six workers starting in the near future, which is incredible growth. And at a time when people are, you know, really feeling the effects of the recession, it's been wonderful to see that women's service has actually been promoted to the degree of actually doubling our workforce.
It's
been really great. We provide a whole variety of services. Our main underlying aim is always, as I said, to affirm women and to provide support for them. We provide groups and excursions and counselling, various types of counselling, and childcare for our groups while the mums are in having things that they like doing. We're actually providing childcare for their children, and that's not just child minding, it's actually a children's program being developed there. We have Chinese medicine clinic coming up in the next week or so, and women's health clinics. They're run there all the time, and we find that women like to come to this sort of centre for these services rather than go to the more formal centres. They're able to be comfortable, they've got a woman providing the services for them, and they just seem to, you know, enjoy that a lot better. We're an information and referral service as well, so we've got information on all women's issues. We're able to refer people to agencies to meet needs that we're not able to meet. And as I said, a whole variety of things, but one thing I would like to just highlight at the moment is we are starting up a support group for women and teenage girls who have drug or alcohol issues. Now, the issues could be personally for themselves, or it could be in relation to their partners or family members that they're living with.
Yeah.
So that's a group that we'd really like to see get going in the very near future.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there is interested in that sort of thing, you can ring us on 628 3008 and we'd be most willing to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
At the moment, I think because we're running a little bit short of time, I'll actually hand over to Lorraine. Lorraine's on our management committee and she's just going to tell you about a promotional video that we're doing.
Okay. Good afternoon, Lorraine.
Good afternoon, Sue. I'm really excited at the fact that we're going to do a video. It's something quite new for us and a bit scary, I guess, in a way. What we're going to do is, basically, the video is going to be so that other agencies and services and people in the community can know what we do at the Wash House.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people get a bit confused with our name sometimes because it says Wash House.
Yeah.
And what it means is Women's Activities and Self-Help House. And so that they have a real understanding of what we do there, that's one of the things we're going to do. And our basic approach is that we want, initially, to show what it means to be woman. And we want to show a lot of the positive and the negative sides of being a woman. On the negative side, perhaps things like domestic violence, sexual assault and so on. But on the positive side, women's unity and nurturing and motherhood and all those things that go together to make a woman what she is.
Yeah.
I too am really proud of Women, and it's an agency where we see lots of growth, where we see people who come maybe in the initial stages with some sort of problems, whatever they may be. And we've seen women go through this agency who have grown so much.
Oh, yeah.
I really see it as a place of transition. And that's one of the things that we want to show in this video.
And makes you proud.
Absolutely. And many of the women who come, who are relocated, are relocated through, say, the Department of Housing from other areas, and they don't know we exist. So we really want this video available for those people.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps if you want to find out more about it, that you could ring us and ask and eventually see this video. It's just about almost ready to go into process.
Good.
So it's something that's really new and exciting for us.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
So again, I'll say our number. It's 628 3008, and our actual address is 30 Myrtus Crescent, Bidwell. Now, we're right in the middle of Bidwell, I'd say. We're off Chestnut Crescent, and most people know where Chestnut Crescent is.
I do.
Another thing that I'd like to talk about is our after-school Aboriginal project. Now, this is a really new project for us, and there's a lot of Aboriginal people who live in Mount Druitt, and particularly in the Bidwell area. And this is for girls from 11 to 16.
Uh-huh.
So there'll be lots of groups, excursions, counselling, after-school stuff particularly.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that we'd really like people to be aware of. The person who will be running these groups is Aboriginal.
Yeah.
And perhaps if you're interested in that, you can ring up, or if anybody in the community is interested in that, they can ring up and inquire about it.
Yes.
So, is there anything else you'd like to say, Trish?
No, I think that's just about covered a lot. I mean, we've got lots of things that we could continue to talk about, but I'm aware that you're running out of time.
Yes.
So maybe I could just mention the song that we've actually chosen to come on. With great difficulty, is an oldie and a goldie.
Thanks to Paul, we got it.
Yes, that's right. It's called I Am Woman, and you'll all remember it when you hear it, by Helen Reddy. But it just actually, we couldn't settle for anything else. We had to have this one. And so the radio station has been very good and gone out of the way to get it for us. But
as they always do.
That's right. But it says so much about how I feel, how we feel at the Wash House feel about women.
Uh-huh. Okay, we'll go to a song.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gone. 'cause it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer, 'cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I pay the price, but look how much I gain. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible,
invincible.
I am woman.
FM would like to thank the following sponsors. Superior Screen Print for all your professional screen printing requirements. Located at 175 Military Road, Merrylands. You may contact them on 681 5544.
Pyramid T-shirts, located at 125 McGowan Road, Girraween. For all your quality printing needs, specialising in T-shirts printing. Their phone number is 636 1919.
Rode & Schwartz for the use of their transmitter. They are located at 63 Parramatta Road, Silverwater, and their phone number is 748-0155.
Peter Jackson's replacement panels for the restoration of rusted parts and supply for motor vehicles. Their workshop is located at Unit 4, 4 Appin Place, Dunheved. You may contact them on 623 5333.
Casablanca Video Productions, for all filming requirements, telephone Rob on 047 35 2573 or 018 46 1015.
Hearts Hire, for two-way radio and mobile phone hire. You may contact them on 419
433. You're back with... Living in Our Community with Susan. We've come to the end of our program, and I'd like to thank all of you ladies for joining me this afternoon, and I'd like to thank all our listeners for listening in as well. And just before we tune out here, I'd like to ask any of you ladies if you'd like to relay any of your phone numbers or anything just before we leave. Anybody?
Yes, I'd like to, Sue, just to remind people about the COGS information night again. That's next Thursday, the 28th, from 7 o'clock in the evening till 9 at Emerton Health Centre in Jersey Road. And thank you very much for the opportunity to come on the program today and to talk with people.
Thank you very much for being here.
Right. Sue, listeners, it's Val Franzen from the Bidwell Community Support. I shot off without giving you my phone number. It's 628-0897, and we'd love to hear from you anytime you'd like to ring. We're there between 9 and 2, and whilst the answering machine's on, and we'll get back to you. But we'd love to hear from you if you've got anything you'd like to say, and if you'd like to come and share in some of the work that we do, we'd love to hear from you. It's been really great to join you today, Sue.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome. I'm glad everybody could be here this afternoon. Anybody else want to relay any phone numbers or anything?
Yeah, Sue, I think I forgot when I was talking on.
Yeah.
Wendy from Uwarra Childcare, our telephone number is 628-8670, and once again too, we thank you for inviting us here today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. And we would like to thank Swar FM as well. Yes, Trish?
Oh, look, I may as well get in on this too, Sue.
Yes.
The Wash House, 628-3008, particularly for the drug and alcohol support group. We'd really love to hear from anyone, but particularly about that at the moment. Thank you,
okay.
Sue.
Okay, thank you very much. And once again, ladies, thank you. And thank you, Paul, over there. And thank you, Swar FM. And I hope everybody will welcome us all back next time. Okay, we'll go to a song.
Children are